Hi, welcome to a new episode of our show CNL. I'm your host, Catalina Marin, and today we're gonna talk about some short stories that we've read on our backlog. This episode is about two short stories in specific, Dave of the Spirit Festival by Leng Samantha Chang and The Medicine Bag by Virginia Driving Hawksney. To talk about these two short stories, we have two guests, Nicolas Carrasco and Lucas Paves.
Hi, I'm Lucas Paves, and I'm an expert on literature and video games. Today, I'm here to talk about the short stories that we've read in the book club.
Hi, I'm Nicolas Carrasco, and I'm a teacher from Spain Park, Alabama. I'm here to talk about the short stories and complement what my partner, Lucas Paves, is going to talk about.
For this part of the episode, we're going to do comparisons between the real world and the short stories. And for that, we need to explain what The Medicine Bag is about. This short story is about a grandfather that knows he's going to die, and for that, he goes to the town where his grandson lives to give him the medicine bag, the heritage of the family. For this, the grandfather spent a week with Martin and his family, her mom, dad, and brother. After the week that he spent with his grandfather passed him the medicine bag, and after that, he dies.
So let's talk about the first example. In the short story, The Medicine Bag, Martin's grandpa knows he's going to die, so he decides to heritage the medicine bag. The relation with the real world is in my family, where my grandpa decided to heritage his gold ring, which transpires in just man's generations. We think that sometimes in the family it's important to transpass some things, to continue with the tradition and the memories.
Yeah, it's very impressive how things can bring you a lot of value and a lot of memories. Another example to consider is Marvin was a little bit ashamed of his grandfather after he didn't see him for a long time. This happened with a kid who didn't want to be with his family after 3 months separated. In this example, we can see that being separated for a long time affects in the reunion and how the people can react about it.
Yeah, probably one of the reasons of why the kid was so indifferent with his parents is that he was so young and probably he thought that they'll leave him.
Now let's talk about the second short story, Dave of the Spirit Festival. This short story is about a mom that dies, and after this, the girls stay with the dad. They don't have communication with the dad, so Claudia, one of the daughters, feels that she's not important in the family. Emily doesn't appreciate what her dad does for her, so she leaves. After that, the dad died, and the girls reunite. When they reunite, Emily says that she saw her dad, but Claudia didn't, so Claudia thinks that she doesn't have a special bond with him.
So talking about another short story, The Eve of the Spirit Festival, we can use the scene when Emily saw her mom, who was stand by the door and looking at her when she was dead. A case like this one in the real life is Hassi. She said that she can talk with her dad after his death in 9/11. So we think and we can see that when we have a very strong relationship with someone before his death, we can still communicate with him when he's not alive.
Another example to consider is when Emily, from the Eve of the Spirit Festival, blamed his dad for his mother's death. In the real world, this one, obviously, a girl, Karsara, was blamed for his mom's death by her own family. In my opinion, that's very depressing because you have no support from your loved ones, which are literally your own family.
Now we're going to discuss about a question. How does family affect the decisions that we make? To answer this question, we're going to use three different topics: lifestyle, work, and values. To answer this, we're going to ask our guests to discuss about it.
Answering the question of how our family affects in our decisions, we have three different topics to divide our answer: the lifestyle, the work, and finally the values. So starting with how our family can change our lifestyle, I think that in all the world, we can see a lot of different types of families and traditions. Those traditions, I think, that could change completely the way we are and how we live our lives.
Yeah, that's very true. My family, we have literally a lot of lifestyles because we are very open-minded, which I think is very good. But when we talk about spending time with our family, obviously, we follow the tradition very carefully. So I think we are very conservative. Changing the tradition in our family can lead to a disaster because we like them a lot. One example is when it's someone's birthday and we're waking at 12 o'clock with a giant cake and a lot of presents. So that's my family in terms of lifestyle.
Yeah, so this one was the reasons of why we think that our families can change our lifestyle, but also can affect in our work. And most of the people would say, what? Or why? But if you think it, for example, when some parents provide to them kids to study what they want for the money, or other facts like what career took their parents or their grandparents, or other external facts. One of those external facts is a personal case of my mom. Last month, a very big company offered her such a good job. Everything was perfect until they say my mom that this work was in the very south of Chile, in Puerto Montt. So my mom decided to leave the project for her family, because that would mean to separate us and change our whole lives.
In terms of work, my family, specifically my mom and dad, they want you to be happy. In the school, they want you to work very hard to get the best grades. But when we go to the university, they want you to choose whatever career you want. No matter it can be artist, mechanical engineering, or doctor, they will always be with you and support you, no matter what. I think I'm very lucky about this. No one has a family with this thinking.
To end with our answers, it's the time of the last part, the values. In all the families, or in the most, the parents teach their children different values. For example, like the importance of family, or the ability of choose everything, guided by the heart, and what we think is the correct. The thing is that each family heritates the values that they think are the most important of our lives.
When it comes to values in my family, we are very strict. You need to be honest and never lie. My family has a high life attitude, which I think it's very bad because you are acting like someone that isn't you. I think you need to be yourself, man. So that's one thing I would like to change. But overall, I can't complain.
For this part of the episode, we're doing three different questions. How important are the values that your family gives to you? Do you think that your lifestyle would be the same if you had a different family? How families deal with being separated?
Well, I think that the values that my family gives to me are so important because that means that they think that I need to be like that way to be a good person. That means that if I have another family, I will have another values, and that would change my life. Finally, I think that the separation of a family is not that hard to front, but if the separation is so long, probably the relation will be affected.
Thank you so much, Nicolas Carrasco and Lucas Paves, for being a part of this new episode of the podcast CNL. Thank you for expressing your opinions. We're so grateful, and we hope you can join us on a new episode of our podcast CNL. I'm your host, Catalina Marin, and we're thankful for all the people that were behind this and listened to everything that we've said. And before you all leave, let's hear a question that Lucas has for you.
Thank you, Kata, and thank you, Lucas, for having me in this podcast. I feel very grateful for it. So let's finish with the question, Lucas.
Thank you so much, Kata. My question is, do you give the time to be with your family?